it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's your boys, John Lee.
And Jack Coughlin.
And we are back with another episode of Courtside Eclipse Nation Podcast. First of all, we just want to say thank you guys for tuning in, supporting our pod in the offseason. We've had probably the best offseason of our lives, getting to talk to players, trainers, broadcasters. It was a ton of fun. So thank you guys for that. Also, sorry for the long delay. As you guys know, Jack is a collegiate athlete, so give it up for Jack. He's grinding.
Hey, you guys, I hear the applause from wherever you guys are listening. I hear it. I very much appreciate it.
Jack, how's it been being a professional athlete? Sorry, professional, student athlete.
I'm not there yet. Maybe I'll get a 10-day this year. No, I'm kidding. It's been really, really fun. I've been adjusting to everything, being away from home and college basketball and the whole lifestyle that comes with it and the busyness of it and every single little intricacy with it I've been adjusting to. But I really enjoy it. I enjoy the process, enjoying the journey. So it's been a great time so far.
That's great, man. It's always great to see you mature as the young man you are.
Thank you. It definitely, me maturing is more difficult than most people. So I'm very glad it's finally happening a bit.
Facts. Okay. That was the most true statement you've ever said. Anyway, let's get into what we're going to talk about today. The subject that most of you guys are talking about is just the Clippers and preseason in general. They started the preseason on September 30th, last Friday, with a 121-81 win over Maccabi from Israel. Moses Brown had 14 points, 13 rebounds. Luke Kennard had 16 points with 4 threes. He looked great. Preston had 4 points, 9 rebounds, 10 assists. But the game we were most excited for, pretty much the entire fan base, which was probably one of the most hyped preseason games in franchise history, was their 107-97 win versus Portland, which was headlined by Kawhi Leonard's return, in which he had 11 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. PG also had 12 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 assists. Norm struggled a bit. Diabate continued to look good with his energy from Summer League. And we got our first bit of John Wall in that game. So, Jack, I want to know, what did you think of Kawhi's return in his first game back in about 14, 15 months?
Well, I may or may not have immediately jumped up and screamed as soon as he hit that first three. I was very, very excited about that. And a couple of the guys on the team, we were watching it together, and they were making fun of me, of course, because it is a preseason game. But, hey, I'm hyped for Kawhi to be back. I got no shame. He was looking pretty solid to start off. I mean, it's preseason. It wasn't anything too crazy. It was, you know, not the most minutes, but he looked like Kawhi. I mean, it didn't look like, you know, some random new player. It looked like same old Kawhi to me. He looked solid. He was making some nice passes. He seems very strong, moving really well, confident, getting to his spots, his mid-range three. Thought Paul George also looked nice. And, yeah, I'm liking Kawhi so far. I mean, we've literally only had this stint in the preseason game, but, oh, it feels good to watch him again. It's just like a breath of fresh air. And it felt like seeing same old Kawhi for me. I really enjoyed it. I thought he looked pretty good.
Yeah, he didn't really look like he was hurt. He just looked like there were times where he looked a little tired, but he seemed really aggressive on offense, trying to get to his spot in that, like, right mid-range block area where he would back down the defender, see what the defense was doing. But he seemed really aggressive on that end. Like, he really wanted useful reps. But it was funny because when he hit that first three, I got hyped too. So I was like, geez, he's back. Like, I know it was a switch on, like, Nurkic. But it was, like, kind of sick, like, just to see that and, like, all the stuff he's working on. But what did you think of how he was moving? He seemed like he was normal Kawhi in that regard.
Yeah, it felt pretty normal. I mean, there was nothing that I saw where I was like, oh, that's because of the knee or anything like that. I mean, it felt pretty normal to me. We'll see how he looks in the upcoming preseason games and go from there, I guess. But hey, he looked pretty nice. I'm feeling good about it. I'm liking it from just that one game.
Yeah, each game will get better with him. I was pretty encouraged by what I saw. I'm not going to expect everything at the beginning when the season starts, but I like how he's approaching this preseason, putting the energy in, trying to get his lungs and his legs back. So that's good. Someone who didn't really need to do that was Paul George. He had 12.7 rebounds. He looked to me, he looked like the best player on the court. Like, he was playing his normal PG game, just effortless, hitting off the dribble threes. He had a nice pocket pass to Zoo. He just like looked super smooth. I think it was a testament to how he prepared coming into this offseason. Like, they, Lawrence Frank and them said that he was putting in the work. He was staying ready in the offseason. He understands like his championship window is closing. But what'd you think of PG during that game?
Oh yeah, he was nice. That one inside hand layup he had, that jelly layup, was so clean. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. And he also looked really, really confident. And we know how PG plays against the Blazers. You know, he likes to tear them up. So, yeah, he looked really, really good. It seems like he put a lot of work in the offseason. He's got the new hairstyle. What did you think of the new hairstyle he was rocking?
I'm trying. Do you think it's like his way of saying like the old PG or something, or like the old but the new PG? You know, because that's how he looked like with the Pacers, right? Like, he had the different beard. He didn't have the braids.
True.
But
I mean, I don't know if that's his way of saying it, but I'm rolling with it. I like that. I'm rolling with that.
You look great. Like, literally, he didn't miss a beat. I don't know. I think I'm excited to see, because he got to be a number one for a little bit last season, but I can't wait to see. I think he might be a little more aggressive as a two, number two option next year. I think it's only going to be better for him, even though the roster's loaded. I think he's going to have a really good year. I think that offseason work is really going to play into favor for him. So I'm really excited to see what he does there. But
I agree. I like him as a scorer better. I mean, he can pass really, really well, but I feel like, just from seeing him, I feel like he's best when he's definitely attacking and going for those, going for scoring, as aside from just forcing passes, even though he's a great passer and he always makes, he makes the right play a lot. But yeah, I like him as a scorer more.
Yeah, no, especially with the Kawhi coming back and Kawhi getting the attention, I think he's going to have a lot more opportunity. He'll get like the second best defender now. And then now he's got shooting and length around him as well, so he'll have space. So yeah, I'm excited to see him. Someone else I want to talk about was Norman Powell. He struggled a bit. He was 111 from the field. He was someone that he had lofty goals. He wanted to be an all-star and a starter this season. I don't really think that he will start unless something happens with the fours on the team that they won't be available. But I think he just started pressing a little bit once he didn't see a shot going down. What do you think of how he played? I know he's better. We know he's a better player than this. Like, he averaged like 19, 20 points a game for the Clippers. Do you think it's because he's adjusting to that off the bench role and he feels like he has to get his quicker? Or what do you think is his mindset in these games now?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I'm not going to put too much stake into it. I mean, I'm kind of on the, you know, when it comes to preseason, anything positive, I'm like, let's go. That's great. That's a good sign. And then anything negative, I'm more like, oh, you know, it is just preseason. But yeah, it could be, you know, he could just be wanting to adjust to that preseason or that off the bench role. But I think he'll come around. You know, it's only the first game, so we'll see. I mean, even Wall was a little off in the first game as well. But he was also moving well. But yeah, I think Norm will come along. We saw him. We saw what he did last year. He was good last year. And, you know, he definitely likes to attack and get his and get his buckets. And, you know, sometimes it's off, sometimes it's not. But I feel good about him coming along, and he'll start to hit some.
Yeah. I mean, it's also his first game playing with like guys who touch the ball a lot, and
that's true.
And Kawhi and PG, like John Wall and all those guys. But obviously it's the first game, so we can't really say much about it. I think he needs to get his footing or like he needs to like get more comfortable in his role, which he will, I'm sure, because he was he's a professional. He's done it before. So I'm excited to see that. By the way, I just took a B-Real. So this is probably the first ever Clipper podcast B-Real in history. So ooh. Boom. That's right.
Wow. That's legendary.
Exactly. I know.
I look forward to your B-Reels every single day. Like, oh, I love reacting to them, commenting on them, John. Your B-Reels are my daily medicine, man. They truly are the best.
Damn, bro. College must suck for you then. Anyway, Diabate looked good. I thought he had some good energy. We'll get into that a little later. Ja Wall, my pick for the starting point guard. I'm sticking to the bit. We'll get into that later. But I thought he had some good spurts getting downhill. He looked good. He looked active on defense. He was like entertaining switches. He had some couple of nice dimes, nice passes that maybe didn't get caught sometimes. But I thought it was nice to see him get into the paint. He had some turnovers and some missed layups. But, hey, it's his first game in like a year. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. And he made a step up three too, which was nice. So what was your thoughts on John Wall? I think he was the person I was second most excited to see.
Yeah, I liked the way he was moving. He was trying to get his, and he felt very confident to me and trying to attack. And on that three, I remember because he just missed a shot or two like right before, and he had that three, and it wasn't like the most amazing shot. It wasn't just a wide open easy one. Like it was a ballsy shot to take, and
it was a little deep too, yeah, was it not?
It was deep, and it took some guts to take that, but he let it go, hit it, feeling himself. So he doesn't lack confidence, that's for sure, and that's. It's a cool vibe to have on the team. So, yeah, he looked like he was moving pretty well. We'll see how the rest of the games go. But, hey, moving pretty well. I mean, I feel like that's, like, the main thing you got to look at is for, like, guys like him and Kawhi that haven't played in a long time is, you know, the way they're moving on the court.
Do you feel threatened because your team, Reggie, and my start wall campaign is going to gain steam as he gets his legs under him?
I am sticking with Team Reggie. I have been on Team Reggie from the start. And I am rolling with Team Reggie. I'm keeping it. Wall looked good. Reggie was also solid. I mean, I feel confident in Reggie.
Okay.
And I'm sticking to it.
I don't think that's a bad thing either. Like Reggie's the better catch and shoot option next to the stars. So I don't blame you at all.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like next to Kawhi and PG, like Reggie catch and shoot three wise will just make more sense than John Wall. Like I feel like John 100%. Wall off the bench would be a good role for him. At least at the start. I feel like John Wall could definitely earn it. But at the start, Reggie feels like it makes more sense.
Yeah. But speaking of the bench, Moses Brown, he had some. He looked decent in the first game. Or he put some solid numbers, had good activity. Second game, he was a little shaky. But I want to know, what do you think about the backup center spot? Like, it's been probably the recurring theme of the summer. What do you think they should do with that spot? Given how loaded they are, do you think they should just embrace going small and have Nico or Rocco play that small ball five so they can open up another slot on the wing? Or do you think they should stick with Moses Brown or get another center? What do you think they should do with that spot?
Yeah, I've been wondering a lot about that too. I mean, it would be great to still have Hartenstein. I definitely miss him. But I mean, it looks like they're rolling with – it seems like they're comfortable with this small ball five off the bench. I feel like that's what it'll be at the start. I feel like they should definitely pick up another big like Hartenstein to so we can still have that option, even though we may still stick with small ball five, like a small ball five-man lineup off the bench. I feel like just having that option of a Hartenstein like backup big would be really key and important, just so if needed we could use that. I feel like it may not be the best to rely on Moses Brown as that. I think picking up another guy would be ideal. What do you think about that?
It's interesting because Moses Brown, like, I see the potential, like, I understand it, but I can. There's also times I see why he's been on like what four different teams in 4 years. I feel like maybe they could get it out of him being surrounded by so many vets. So I think maybe we could give him time and see. Like It's not the situation, but I remember Nico didn't play. I think he didn't play that well to start. I want to say the preseason in his first year, but he came along and everyone ended up wanting him to start eventually. But obviously it's not the same situation, but I think maybe once he gets comfortable in their offense and how they do things defensively, he could work out. I think they want to go for younger athletic just to see that potential. But if anything, they could probably get one of the vet bigs on the market. I mean, there's not much on the center market, or who knows, maybe they think Diabate could get it even on his two-way, even though he's a bit slim. for a center. Not like Moses Brown isn't, but he's at least 7'2". But yeah, we'll see. I just don't want them to run Batum and Covington to the ground, and then God forbid something happens to Zoo. And then, like, what are they going to do at that point? Just call up Diabate and then have him and Moses Brown be their center rotation. So it'll be interesting. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do, what Ty Lue could put out there. One thing I want to ask you about Ty Lue is he had some pretty cool lineup making out there to see what he wanted to see with certain groups. Some interesting ones were John Wall, Norman Powell, PG, Kawhi and Zoo, and another one he had Wall, Reggie, PG, Kawhi, and it was either Batum or Covington. I want to know, what is a lineup that you want to see them roll out there, whether it be a potential closing lineup or just something that interests you?
Ooh, I mean, the whole wing lineup is always interesting to me, like a PG, Kawhi, Marcus Morris, Batum, Covington lineup, or maybe even T-Man instead of one of them. Like, just the whole wing lineup is just always just a fun one, or maybe even a Norman Powell instead of one of those guys. Just a wings that can shoot, drive, defend, small ball lineups like that. I mean, that would be cool to see that rolled out, maybe even as a closing lineup. Who knows? But those are always the most interesting to me, just to see how they all play together. What about you?
Well, I'm trying to think. Well, for what you said, the all wing lineup, at first I would be like, oh, they don't have a point guard really for that. But I think not last year, but the year before, they had PG playing some backup one when Chauncey Billups was back with the assistant coach with them. So I think I would like still trust PG to have the ball in his hands and initiate offense. Obviously, you'd want him to be a scorer too, but being a one, he's going to want to set people up. But I think that all wing lineup is really interesting, especially defensively. But one I would want to see is one of Ja Wall, PG, Kawhi, Batum, and Covington. So you got all those lengthy guys on there, and then you have a bunch of space for Ja Wall to operate. Just hunt a switch, let him go at him, let him break a defense down, and you got shooters all over the place. And then you could see him, the catch and shoot that he's been working on the offseason. I want to see if it that work will come into fruition. So that's one I want to see. I think Wall will flourish with all those wings, but I do also want to see him with Zoo as well, to see that pick and roll game, see if he could make him his like Gortat from the Wizards. But yeah,
I like that one. I mean, Wall has a great wingspan. He's a long wingspan too, so that makes sense too. And Wall's passing, I thought, was pretty solid too.
Yeah, no, he's a great passer, and he has a 6'9" wingspan. Oh, yeah. Like, and he's like 6'3". So,
hey, it's not Victor Wembanyama, but it's that's still something. No. By the way, just side note, Victor versus Scoot, that was one of the craziest games I've ever seen live. Those two guys are unbelievable. Oh my goodness, there's just so many things that could be said about both of them. But this is a Clippers podcast, so we're gonna try our best to stay on topic. But do you have anything about that
game? Yeah, I was just gonna say it's like it's unreal to see a guy like Wembanyama like move like that. And make the moves. He's taking like pull-ups, like pull-up threes. Like, and it's like, it doesn't even look like a big man too. It looks like a small forward taking it. Like, it doesn't even look that
crazy.
And then like Scoot, like that Euro he had, or that finish he had around Wembanyama. And then like, I think his first bucket was like a tween size up jumper. And then he had a step back on him. Like, it was all clean, like polished moves. And these guys are like, what, 18 or something?
Yeah.
They're like kids. Wild. And they're like this, like good, but yeah, we apologize. People who only want to listen about the Clippers.
Victor is 7'4" though, doing that. That is just unbelievable.
Yeah, unreal. And Scoot's 6'2", is he not? Or something like that?
Yeah. He's got good finishing, mid-range, shooting, IQ. I like his mentality. Like they were shrugging at each other, scoring back and forth. That was a fun game.
Yeah, they're both 18, so That's actually insane. But anyway, sorry guys. Back to someone just as good. Marcus Morris was named, or somewhat named, the starting power forward that Ty Lue said. Ty Lue said he likes him at the starting spot because he can create his own shot. He wasn't at the game against Portland because of the birth of his child. So congrats, Mook. Well done. Well done. You did the thing again. What do you think of him starting over Rocco and Nico?
I mean, I feel like it could be between Nico and him. It could go either way. It's usually I feel like it'll go to Mook. I mean, he's always pretty much been that starting position most of the time. It goes to him. I could it's a tough one because I could make a case for Nico as well.
All of them.
I feel like they would. Yeah, Rocco as well. That's the thing. I would love to see Rocco get a shot and see how he fits with them. That's a tough one. I feel like they'll still stick with Morris there because that's just how it's usually been. But hey, I mean, if he's ever injured or anything, they're more than happy to start Nico or Rocco there, I feel like.
Yeah, I also think that Ty Lue feels comfortable putting defenders like PG, Kawhi, and Zoo around him as well. Because Mook is like probably the fourth best defender in that starting lineup with Reggie there. But like surrounding those guys with like the 2-1-3 wings and Zoo, I think can kind of shield it. And plus, he probably doesn't want Reggie to do too much and just stay catch and shoot. And then if they need a tertiary shot maker, and I think that's what Mook can do, and he showed it last season. So, in my opinion, was his best season as a Clipper. So coming off a healthy offseason, like, I'm glad to see him. But moving on to our last segment, Ty Lue also said that John Wall will start on Sunday versus Minnesota. That game is going to be on Sunday at Crypto.com Arena. Reggie started the first game. He said John Wall's going to start the next game so he can see them together. He also noted that today, Wednesday, October 5th, I believe, was his first practice with Zoo in the same lineup with Wall. So that'll be interesting to see if they can build that Wall-Gortat-Washington connection. What is something you want to see from Wall in that game on Sunday?
Ooh, I feel like definitely could see how well his catch and shoot is from three along with the starting lineup. See how that's looking. Cause you know, that's Reggie, like that's what he does with the starters. He likes to be on the perimeter and catch and shoot. We know Reggie has the one-on-one moves to get downhill as well, but he's more a complimentary piece to those main guys. Being a catch-and-shoot three-point shooter, so I want to see Wall as the catch-and-shoot three-point shooter, see how he does at that. And, I'll bring it back. I'm sticking Team Reggie starting opening night. I'm sticking it. We can go back and forth all day on this. This is I'm just going to say it. It's going to be a weekly wager, everyone. I have to break the news. It's going to be a weekly wager about who's going to start opening night. But, yes, what would you like to see from John Wall starting?
well, thanks for skipping ahead anyway.
I was too excited about it.
It's okay. I want to see him still get downhill, be relentless. I want to see his finishing, see how it is after that year off. I want to see the pick and roll chemistry with Zoo and the catch and shoot. And I want to see how he does in that switching defense, see if he could still hold his own. I will admit Reggie is still the better floor spacer. And I trust Reggie more as a bailout shooter, but I am excited to see Wall with the starters, and especially with Zoo and the spacing he could get with the small ball lineup. So I'm looking forward to that. I think there's like a lot of upside with him. I think we know what the Clippers are with Reggie as the starting point guard, but I think with Wall, you either have well above average backup point guard, or you struck gold when you bought low, semi-low on him. But yes, thank you, Jack. That does bring us to the weekly wager, which is who will start opening night. Ever since John Wall signed with the Clippers, Jack and I have pretty much picked sides. We're like skipping Shannon Sharp on these things. I don't care if Wall gets outplayed. I am sticking to my guns. I'm going full Skip Bayless. I'm going to be Team Wall till I die. I'm going to be doing his dance. I'm going to Dougie when I go to a game. But I'm going John Wall starting opening night. I think Ty Lue's going to say, I want to see how it works. I love the pressure he brings to us. I love his tenacity on defense. I think Ty Lue pulls the trigger and says, give me John Wall. How about you?
Well, listen, Wall could definitely earn it. Wall might even be the better player. Wall might end up starting very, very soon. Wall might be the one. But I'm sticking with Reggie. Reggie, you're starting opening night. It's happening. You're going to get that spot. You have earned it. You're the catch and shoot floor spacer. You have big moments in the playoffs for us. You are goggles. You're getting the starting spot opening night, and we'll go from there. But Reggie, I might drop the link to the Team Reggie shirts, guys. It might be in the description down below. It won't be, but I'm Team Reggie.
It's funny because you didn't say anything wrong, like in all that praise. Reggie earned everything. So I wouldn't be mad. I won't be mad. I want Wall to succeed. I want him to break out. There is a chance that he won't be as good as a fit, but I won't be mad. By the way, it's still Team Wall, bitch. So that's
way Wall was getting downhill, though. Like the way he was getting downhill, he was quick. He was quick at getting downhill, getting into the paint. So he was looking nice. He was looking very, very nice. I'm excited to see how he decides who's going to start and what actually ends up happening with that. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. But that's going to do it for us, guys. Thank you again for supporting. Again, big off season for us. Sorry, it's just back to us two now doing episodes, but it's the way it's supposed to be. But we apologize for that. But thank you again. As always, like, rate us on Spotify, give us reviews, tweet at us. We appreciate all the support you give us. Jack, where can these people find you online?
They can find me at Jack Clippers on Twitter and at Jack.Coughlin on Instagram. And Reggie and John Wall, if you're listening, we're not trying to divide you guys. We love you guys both equally. It's no type of beef or division we want to cause within the Clippers locker room. We're not trying to start locker room drama whatsoever. We have a job to do with the podcast. And this is a fun topic that the people like to talk about. So, yeah, that's all it is. Love you guys.
Yeah, they're 100% not listening to this pod anyway. So. But, wow, that's also bold of you to give out the IG. I respect that. You guys can follow me. You guys can follow me at Courtside_Clips. We'll be back at you after another couple of games. And as always, go Clips.